of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, which begins five lines from the top of the Amud. Yibai Elihu, the following question was asked by Ibn Yeshiva. Ein Sham Afar, Ma'u Sheyiten Efer. Let's say there was no Afar to be found. So what about ashes? Can one use ashes instead of the dirt, the ground, and put it into sotza water? We're not asking according to Beit Shammai, because that, for according to them, certainly I cannot use ashes. Why? Because they hold that we don't find anywhere that afer, that ashes, is called afar. And it says by the sota, you have to put afar in. The question is, according to Beis Hillel, though, the Amri Matzinu Efer Shekari Afar. We do find Legabe Paraduma that Beis Hillel held that the Efer is called Afar. So my, so therefore, what's it in over here by the Sota waters? Afal Gav the Ikri Afar. Even though we do find that it's called Afar, it's called ground. Hacha Bekarka Mishkan Ksiv. But here we have the extra word Bekarka Mishkan, that perhaps that's telling me that I can't use ashes. Odil Marno, maybe have a high Bekarka Mishkan, that's not what it's coming to tell me, that I can't use ashes. Maybe it's coming to tell me that, like we learned before in the previous Bryce in the last year, Likidisi Ben Yehuda, that he says it's the Bekarka Mishkan is coming to include the Beis Hamikdash, that I can do the process over there. Likidisi Ben Menachem, who does, as we saw in the last year, to teach that you have to put it down on the ground. You can bring it from the outside, but you have to put it down in the ground in the Azara. And that's what the words are coming to teach me, not to exclude ashes. Okay, let's look at Rashi. It's without the Rashi without the bold print. Plukta de Beit Shammai Beis Hillel b'shchitas chulin. We find the machloikas over there in chulin. Gabe kisui hadam. Aliba de Beis Hillel de Amri Efer Kari Afar. Dichsiv that the Beis Hillel holds that we do find that ashes is called Afar, the ground. Dichsiv, as it says, v'lachu by the Paraduma, v'lachu mi letamei mi Afar Sreifa Sachatas. And the afar sreifa sachata is that the word afar that really means ashes over there. Beit Shammai yomrim, yeah, but only if it says afar sreifa, then that could mean ashes. Nikri afar, that we can see ashes called afar. But stama, we don't have that expression afar sreifa, then we don't find that afar could be ashes. Lo yikri, stama lo yikri. Hacha Bekarka Mishkan Ksiv. Here, though, maybe it says Dafka Bekarka Mishkan Ksiv. Vikra Yisera, who has extra words. The Hayishrabi Miasher Yiyad Ain Sarich Lechofro Misham. They will learn from the words Asher Yiyad, as we saw in last year, that it can bring, doesn't have to be from the Mishkan Dafka. Hilchach, maybe that is coming to teach us the Hilchach Lemuute Efer Ata, is coming to exclude using ashes. Well, the Midrash Tabein and Dumia de Karka Mishkan, and to darshan out that has to be similar to that of the Karka of Mishkan. Okay, the Gemara wants to answer now. Tashma, we learned in a brisa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, said a name of Rabbi Shmuel. V'shloshim mekomos halacha o keves mikra. In three places we find that the halacha l'moshe Mesinai uproots that which it seems to say beferish in the Torah. They are Hatorah Amra. It says by kisui adam that you pour the dam out. V'kisau says ba'afar. So that would tell us, beferish, you have to use the dirt, ground, to cover the blood. But along comes halacha l'mishinai v'halacha, this is b'chol davar. You don't have to dafke use ground. Next place, the Torah Amra, it says, by the Nazir, when he has to cut off, that he's not allowed to cut off his hair, it says, tar lo yavor al rosho, so I might, the pasuk says, tar has to, erasers, what's asur to use. Velach along comes halacha l'mishinai says no, b'chol davar, you're not allowed to use to cut your hair off, the nazir. Third place, the Torah says, the Torah amra legabi a get of a kasav la sefer krisus, that you give her a sefer krisus. Sefer is mashmas to be dafka klaf. That's what it says in the pasuk. But halacha l'mishinai, halacha tells us b'chol davar, you can even write it on an olive leaf, etc., different things. Okay, now the Gemara makes a deal. V'im Isa, if it's true, you want to say that you can use even ashes for a sota, lichshuv nami hai, that should be included in the list of things that even though the Torah says afar, you can even use afer. The halacha will tell me afer. And yet it doesn't, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't include it in the list. So that tells me that it's obviously not true, that I cannot use ashes. The Gemara is docha and says, no, tane v'shir. That really, it's true. This is another example. It's another example that even though it says afar in the Torah, you can even use ashes. You could. So why doesn't he include in the list? Because it's not an exhaustive list. There are other things as well that are there. Says something in the pasuk in halacha uprooted. But we have a rule that a tana that brings a list would not just leave out one thing. There must be has to be something else that leaves out. So my shir, dai shir. What else is he leaving out? So where it says we do have something, shayir mitzora. He leaves out the ninyan when it comes to the mitzora. What is that? The tanya. It says in the brisa gabay the second shaving of the hair of the mitzora, that he does it after the 7 days after the first shaving. It says in the pasuk vayam bayom hashvi'i yigalach et kol se'aro, and on the seventh day he has to shave all his hair. That's a klal, all his hair. But then it says es rosho vezekano veskabosena, it lists specific places, his head, his beard, his eyebrows, etc. That's prat to tell me only these places. But then after that, veskol se'aro yigaleach kazar klal. So we have our famous rule klal prat uklal, that whenever we have a klal and then a prat and followed by another klal, iatadan elakena prat. So we say, we learn now whatever is similar to the prat in the middle, that's what we hold by. And therefore, ma prat meforash makom kinu se'ar, just like the prat in this case, there are places where the hair is gathered in one place, like the head, the hair on the beard, etc. Vinira, and these are places that can be seen, they're visible places where the hair is. So too, it includes that he's not allowed to cut any place that, or he has to, excuse me, the mitzora has to cut only those places which are have those two qualities, that you can be seen, and it's kinus sa'ar. And therefore, again, that ma prad meforsh makom kinus sa'ar and nira. So af kom makom the kinus sa'ar v'nira. I ma rabbi. What is this therefore coming to include? What places have to be cut? Rabbi sa'ar harigleim. This is a nice way of saying the pubic hair. The sa'ar er ha'erva. Uma miut, and what is it coming to exclude? Miut the beit hashechi, the underarm hair which can't be seen. The kule gufe, and the hair on the body, other places of the body which is not a place where the hair is condensed and it's just lightly spread out. Okay, so that is what the limud tells me. Therefore, what? That some places I too cut, some places I don't cut. And that's what the psukim tell us. But along comes halacha v'ilchas and tells me no, migaleach kedalat. He has to shave his entire body, everything, like until he's bald like a gourd. Ditnan, as we see, it says in the Mishnah, balo lahaki fesa mitzora. When you want to come to cut the mitzora's hair, then mavir tar al kol bisaro. You have to cut everything. It is talking about the first tiglachas, though, the first shaving. You have to cut off everything. But v'ktani seif, it says in the Mishnah, ubayom hashvi'i megalchol tiglachas shniyah kiglachas rishon. And we learn from there that the second tiglachas has to be exactly like the first. And just like the first one is complete, so too the second. So here's an example of something else where the Torah is leaving out, excuse me, the along comes the halacha l'mashmi. He sees uprooting with the Torah. The Torah says certain places you cut, certain places you don't cut. Along comes the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai and says you cut everything. So the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai is uprooting what it says in the Torah. So here we have another example. We see that the list is not exhaustive, and therefore it could include also the case by us of being able to use, even though the Torah says Afar, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai tells us I can even use ashes by the Sota. Okay, before we see the Dechia, let's go see, we have quite a bit of Rashi to catch up on. It says Rashi, Okeves means Mekapachas Etzekevo, Lashon Ekev, the heel, Umamado, and it throws you off your balance, off your heel, meaning Vokeret, it uproots. Begin with Mekomos Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai, Ba Vokeret, it uproots the Pasuk. The Torah says, Amra Ba'afar, legabei leinyan kisui adam, covering the blood, velo hikshir davar acher, the pasuk, velan kavz alach lamishinai, velacha bedavar, bechol davar, hamigadel smachim, anything which you can grow smachim in. Could go on, for example, a zarnich, and a seed, vecharsis, and a levena shekacha, all these different things, like lime, and ground earthenware, crushed brick, etc. Can use all these things for the kisui adam. The Torah says the Torah Amra Sefer Legambi Get Krisus, you have to use a Sefer Valacha, but Kol Davar Lacha says it doesn't have to be Dafka Klaf, like we said. Shekatvu Alav Alay Azayis, you can use a leaf from an olive tree, Alay Niyar Ve'ala Luach. A Torah Amra Tar says the Nazir is not allowed to use a tar on his body. Valachas b'chol davar etnan Nazir shigilach bein bezug, whether he uses scissors or bein betar or shesif sef, even if he plucks out his hair, kol shu, all these things he's not allowed to be chayav. But Rashi asks on this particular limud of the Nazir and says v'im tomar ein zakira, the lachas is much not coming to uproot, but is this coming to add other things el tosefes? So Rashi said, no, you could say it's Ibra Akira. It is really Akira. We're uprooting. Why? Shemalkin also, Alkach, because we give the person Malkus on these things. And if he, in these additions, Ve'asur lakot et Yisrael, Bechinam, you can't give Malkus stam, Sharei Amra Torah. Torah says, Lo Yosif pen Yosif. Rashi's bothered that l'chura these things is not halach l'mosh mi'sinai. We're learning these things from a psukim in these various gemaras. So why is Rabbi Shmuel says, oh, the halach l'mosh mi'sinai uproots it? So answers Rashi, the Rabbi Shmuel, lo mash malei cry. He held that these psukim are not really teaching me these dinim. The Vekasav La is really teaching me something else. It's teaching me the Marbina and Mine, the Rabbas, Kol Davar, Darish Le. That it's teaching me something else, and that is, Biksiva Miskareshes, Veina Miskareshes, Bekasav. That you can, the Gerishin has to be with something written to get, and it cannot with money. Kedashin Eliasa. Vechain Kulam, and all the other things as well, even though they're drushes, but there's those drushes. There's other drushes as well that we learn from those psukim. Ella halach l'mosh mi'sinai samchina. Therefore, the ikur limud is from really halach l'mosh mi'sinai. V'kray esmachta be'alma. And even though in these places we do see the limud learned out from psukim, but those are just esmachtas. Hilchach shar midrashim ribuyin dechol haTorah kula lo chashi l'rabim mishmal kalach okeres mikra. Therefore, we find all kinds of places where we have drushes which seem to take out what the psukim say, because those are drushes. And it doesn't apply here. Here we have only dafka lach l'mosh mi'sinai, which is uprooting the pasuk, and therefore it's only elahani tlat these three. Mesekus kedushin Yerushalmi matzasi mishne zu de Rabbi Shmuel. He says, I found a girsa in Yerushalmi which is a little different by Rabbi Shmuel. The ein tar minashlosha, and tar by the nazir is not included in the three. Ela marzeya a all is by the Evid Ivri. V'hachitanya hasam, we learn over there, and the Torah says sefer v'lacha b'chol davar talush. Again, that we have the same by us, that it says sefer, but the halacha l'mishinah says you can eat anything for a get. The Torah says afar v'lacha b'chol davar b'kisui adam, anything that grows a megadol tzmachim, that's the same by us. But here we have a difference. The Torah says marzeya, that you have to use dafke an awl when one pierces the ear of the Eved Ivri, but Valacha says afilu sol visira, you can even use like a thorn. And Rashi actually likes that girsa better. V'hu nireh b'einai me'od, I really like it. Why? Dahach tatar tosefesi. Because even though at the beginning of this Rashi he's explained how tar, you could say it's not a tosefet, but that pashtus, the tar is really, as he said at the beginning, he asked at the beginning, is a tosefes. If he doesn't like the tar, and here it's better because this girsa doesn't include tar, it says marzeya instead. Be Misa, says Rashi, the afar nami kasher, you can even use ashes for the sota, then lichshiv nami the beha halach okeves mikra, then this should be included in the list of where the halach l'mosh mi'sinai is uprooting the pasuk. The Torah says afar, and that's what it says in the Torah explicitly, v'alach amra af efer, you can even use ashes, mi mashmuse lo mashmalan, but it's not mashma, you need halach l'mosh mi'sinai, it's not mashma in the ashes. actual psukim, he says dehader al Rabbi Shmuel, because efer labi mashmusei mamash nafkalei leinian kisui hadam, because it's not clear clearly efer in the psukim, and if I need a halacha l'mishmesina to tell me that. So we said Tana Vishir that it is another thing. The ashes of the sota is another thing that can be used, and it's through a halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, but it's just not written because it's not an exhaustive list. Tana Vishir, Zaloch Hashvina Lekulu Mekomos, we're not listing all of them. It has to be that something else is also left out. What else is that? Says Rashi, Shir Mitzora. The second haircut of the mitzora, shehu tzarich shnei tiglachos. He needs two haircuts. Tichsi v'chibes hametaheres begadav gomer vaya b'yom hashvi'i yigalech et kol saro begomer b'tiglachas rishona lo chasav klal. We don't have the klal pratu klal by the first cutting. Lokasav klalu prat ella es kol. It says it's kol b'sarostam, everything. Temashma kol gufo, everything's rotav shukav, everything, his arms, his legs, beis hashechi, his underarm shei kol gufo chalakel, his whole body has to be smooth like a gourd. Ubetiglachashnia kasu bechlalu prat temashma. There we find the klal pratu klal by the second tiglachas. Temashma kom kinu sear shehei sham kibutz sear harbe. There's a lot of hair in one place. Lemuti zaratav, as opposed to one's arms and legs. Sheina mechunas is not gathered together in one place. Venir lemuti beit shechi, and near is coming to exclude the underarm, which is not seen. Sear raglaim, the osomakom, it's the pubic hair. Velishne me'al yisai, Nakas is using a nice lashon. Velacha migaleach kulo kedlat. The lacha comes along and says, not like the limud in the psukim, rather than have to skin him completely. Ap betiglacha shnia, also ketani de migaleach kogufo, he has to skin him even on the second tiglachas. Kiditnan v'meseches nigain. Lakif legalcho kulo, he has to be totally cut. Lashon lo takifu pas rashchem. Mavir tar al kol b'saro. Have to put the razor on his whole body. B'daglachas rishon is talking about. Haki garsinan uktani seifa b'yom hashvi'i megalcho tiglachas shniya ki tiglachas rishon. That the second tiglachas has to be like the first. V'lo garsinan we're not gors yigalchenu shetei megalachas v'chulei. Because that's the love. Because I'm not talking about the psukim over here. El lashon ha-mishnah. We're dealing with the mishnah. The lashon in the mishnah. U'megalcho tiglachas shniya ki tiglachas rishona. We're talking about what it says in the mishnah. So al mishnah. The second cutting has to be like the first, like a delat, smooth. The ha tanale b'tiglachas rishona mavir tar. There it does say beferish that the tiglachas rishona has to be completely skinned, like a tar as kol b'saro, and therefore we're learning from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai that the second one has to be that as well. Okay, now the Gemara is going to be docha. Couple of different ways. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, that this limud over here by the Mitzora is in fact cannot be considered another thing which Rabbi Shmuel is leaving out. It's not a shir. Why? Because ki kachashi, when Rabbi Shmuel is mentioning things where the halacha is okeret the what it says in the Torah, halacha okeves mikra. Ha okeves midra bananhi. The examples that Rabbi Shmuel says are all examples where it said beferish natora something, and along comes the halacha mishmisi and uproots that thing. But here, it doesn't say it beferish natora anyways. What we're dealing with here is only a limud. That's midrabanan. It's a limud by the mitzora of the hair that is cut, etc. And true, we have a halacha mishmisi coming to uproot the limud, but that's not the list which Rabbi Shmuel was talking about. Shmuel was talking about a list of things where it's beferish natora, not limudim. Only beferish of things where the halacha is coming to uproot. Rapapa Amar, he says, it's not considered leaving over the case of the mitzvah. Why? Ki chachashiv halacha okeves ve'okeres. But ha okeves umosefes hi. Because different to the list, things in the list are things that along comes halacha and detracts from what it says in the Torah. That's the list. Whereas here, in the case of the mitzora, it's not detracting, it's adding. right? The Torah, the limud is that only certain hairs you cut, and along comes the halacha and says, no, you cut all the hair. So it's adding, and that's not part of the list. Because the list are only things where the halacha detracts. And third dechiyah is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi amar hamas nisa mani Rabbi Shmuel hi the darish klalu prat. Prate. He says, no. He says, this limu that we had of the from the mitzora of what he has to cut the some of his hair, whatever, that limu, that's Rabbi Shmuel. But the hemshech, when we said that we learned that you have to cut all the hair, right, that as we said at the end, that non balo lakifa the mitzora mavir tar al kol besaro, and the Mishnah says, right, that is not Rabbi Shmuel. That was Rabbi Shmuel would not hold that here is a case of that where the halach is okeris, what it says in the Torah. Because he doesn't hold by this limud that in fact the Mitzora has to cut off all his hair, like a gourd. That, as we're going to see, is Rabbi Akiva. Returning to Tafet Zayin Amud Beis, because Kedalat, that which is said you have to cut it totally like a lot, that's not Rabbi Shmuel, that's money, that's Rabbi Akiva. Where does Rabbi Akiva say that? The Darish Ribuye Miyuti. He doesn't darshan Kalu Prat, but the Ribuye Miyut, as we see in the following Brisa, the Tzanya. Baya, Bayom HaShvi, it says in the Pasuk, Yigalach, it's Kol Bisaro, that's a Ribu, he has to cut off all his hair. But then it says, it's Rosho Vesikano Veskabosainav, that's a Miyut, that he only has to cut off hair in places like these. And then it says, Veskol Sarah Galea Chazar Viriba. So if you learn not klal pratu klal, but you learn it as a mute, a ribui mute in ribui, so it has a different rule. That is, chazar viriba, riba umiet, riba hakol. The rule is that if I have ribu mute in riba, then we riba kol. That means you cut off everything. My riba, riba de kule gufa. You have to cut off all the hair, like until he's like a gourd, in fact. Umay mute, and what is it coming to me, mayet, though? Miet se'ar shabatoch. Because even if you're learning mute ribui, ribui mute ribui, that is riba hakol, but it's not hakol hakol. Anything which is not at all like it, you do not include. And therefore the Gemara is asking, what is that? And that is the hair in the chosem, chotem, in the nose. You don't. So Mele, the Mishnah says you cut off all the hair. That's Rabbi Akiva that learns through a ribui mid ribui. And in fact, Rabbi Shmuel would not say that. He says you do not cut off all your hair. Mele, it can't be used as something which is left out of the list. Rashi says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mitzora lo shirhu, it's not anything left over. The Kikachashi v'alacha okeves mikra. It's only when we're dealing with a pasuk that the halacha is uprooting. Could go on sefer, tar, afar, by, as we say, kisu yadam, by the nazir, by the get. Dixi behedja, said beferish. There, v'alacha okeves, and along comes halacha and uproots it. But here it's different. Mosefes ala mikra. But here it's a limud, and then this Mosef HaLamik is really going on the other shita, which we had Rapapa, that it's coming to all the lists is coming to detract, whereas here it's coming to include, which is another reason why it's not a shir. And Ravashi Amar Hamas Nisi Nektani Makom Kinu Sa'ar Venir etc. The Darish Kolak Turakula Beklal Prat Kedamrina Beshvuas Beperikimo. That's Rabbi Shmuel, that he was Meshames as Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana Shahaya Darish at Kolak Torah Beklal Prat. Whenever we have this set up, Kalaprat, we darshan Kalaprat and not Ribui Miyut. For Rabbi Kiva, he was Meshamesh Nachum Ish Gamzu, Shehaya, he would darsh Kalatora not as Kalaprat, but rather as Ribui Miyut. Ukfar, Perashti, Kol Mashmos Kalaprat, Kalaprat, Ribui Miyut, Vechilukan, Mesechas Sukkah, and Perakachalil. Returning to Tetzayin of a base in Rashi, Kedalas, Mani, who is the one that holds that you shave off all the hair? It's not Rabbi Shmuel. That darshan's klalu pratu klal, but rather it's Rabbi Kiva. Hadiktani megalchum the tiglach hashnia kirishona, like we saw. That's Rabbi Kiva. He adkan. Okay, let's just finish up a little bit more. My have Allah. So Gemara wants to know what's the maskana. Can ashes be used for the mesota or not? Tashma, we think. We found a raya. The Amar Rav Huna bar Ashi Amar Rav Ein Sham. If we don't find in the karka mishkan any afar to use for the mesota, maybe rak buvi siarak. We can use the dust of decayed vegetables and put that on the karka mishkan and then on the ground and then take that and put it in the mesota. Umekadesh. So the Gemara says, well, if you can use that, you can probably use the ashes also. So we see you can use ashes. Gemara says, no, velohi, that's not a good comparison, because rakbuvis yarak, hu de have afar, because that is, the cane vegetables is similar to afar, but afar, but ashes, lo have afar, ashes is not considered afar, therefore we have no answer. Let's see, Rashi, my havi alad de bayan de leil, concerning our question before, im ein sham afar mahu sheitain sham afer. If there's no dust, dirt, ground, can one use, ashes? Haki garcinum evi rekbuvis yarak makadish rekbuvis yarak, ha, hu de havi afar, behule velo garas velohi. Umekadish nosno, b'makom v'amakom mekadesh, he puts it in a place, and the place is mekadesh it. V'chozev not lo v'not l'maim. Then he puts and he takes it again, and from where he put it down on the ground, and he puts it into the water. Ad kan today's shir.